Jekka News, you need to know now.
In Gauteng, fine warm weather is expected today. Pretoria 29, Johannesburg 27, Imlahleni 26, Mbombela, Polokwane and Rustenburg 29.
Gotta tell you, it's a beautiful morning in Limpopo, guys. Hey, Centurion N14 East, a crash at the Brockfontein interchange, and Germiston N17 West is a crash before the Osborne Road exit.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the recommendations made by the closeout report of the National Anti-Corruption Advisory Council have to be thoroughly reviewed and, where appropriate, be acted upon without delay. The president chaired a meeting of the council yesterday where he received the report. The recommendations includes the establishment of a permanent, independent, overarching anti-corruption body and the use of artificial intelligence to prevent corruption. Ramaphosa says the recommendations will, as a matter of priority, receive the attention of the National Executive and the relevant institutions. And two firefighters battling a wildfire in the United States have been arrested by Border Patrol agents. This is according to immigration officials and comes as President Donald Trump's migration crackdown gathers pace. This immigration action was unusual in that such operations have customarily not been carried out around natural disasters or sites of emergency. I'm Miu Pinar, more news at 8.
Yep, now Vrydag is Jodag because both of the Boks are taking the field this weekend. Now Alex expressed his excitement for the Rugby Women's World Cup, and I hope you are too. Now the Springbok women prepare to face Italy in a crucial Pool D clash in 3 days' time. Zinhle Mphupha says they started very well, and they are very happy that they did, but it all will fall flat on Sunday if they don't repeat that type of performance. Mr. J, after 66-6, what's your next prediction?
77-7. I'm just going with that one, guys.
Oh, I love it. Meanwhile, England captain Zoe Aldcroft will miss the rest of the World Cup pool stage after suffering a knee injury during last weekend's win over the United States. Former skipper Marley Packer will lead England on Saturday, with coach John Mitchell making 13 changes for the match against Samoa. Now, on the men's side, Springbok attack coach Tony Brown says he has massive insights into how the All Blacks operate, adding that it felt very special returning home after his stint with the Highlanders. Now, the Boks face their fiercest rivals in Auckland, where New Zealand are unbeaten in 50 tests dating back to 1994. This makes their last win at the venue in 1937. However, he also explained that his approach to guiding our fly halves, that is Andre Pollard, Mani Lebok and Sasha Feinberg Mgomezulu, he says that it's all about control and decision-making rather than individual flair. In cricket, Cricket South Africa director of cricket Enoch Nkwe insists that local umpires are not to blame after Proteas spinner Prenelan Subrayen was reported for a suspect action on his ODI debut against Australia. Now, the Dolphins stalwart dismissed Travis Head in Cairns last weekend and played a supporting role in South Africa's 98-run victory before match officials flagged 12 of his 60 deliveries as potentially illegal. Now, Subrayen has since undergone testing in Brisbane, with Nkwe defending South African umpires, pointing out that Subrayen's action has previously been cleared at both domestic and international level. Now, we're going to wrap it up with football for now, because with two crucial FIFA World Cup qualifiers on the horizon, Hugo Bruce has trimmed his initial 48-man list down to a focused and more form-driven squad. Bafana Bafana will face Lesotho on the 5th of September, and Continental Giants Nigeria on the 9th of September, both at the Free State Stadium in Bloemfontein. Catch that kickoff at 6 p.m. What a slangeni. And that's your Jack of Sports.
That's a weird one, huh? Bloemfontein for the City of Roses for the football.
You know what? I feel as though it's good that things are different, because the MTN 8 final is at Mbombela.
You see what happens when you take Bloem Celtics PSL status away? Ah, what?
See what happens?
More sporty stuff. Thank you, Morris. Coming up a little bit later on. And aren't we supposed to be giving away a trip to Mauritius?
What?
Yeah, baby.
That's possible after giving away a million.
A trip to Mauritius, up for grabs. You know we've been running this, or Martin's been running this for a while. We will have the winner for you.